Hey everyone, welcome back to our little Reputations Rewind, where we're sharing our back catalog episodes of formerly exclusive Patreon content, Little Reputations. This week's episode is in celebration of Earth Day and Spring, and we wanted to connect it to all of our April content, which has to do with nature, the environment, and women who work to protect it. These Little Reputations episodes are generally a half hour or so, and in them, we discuss women who might not necessarily have big reputations, but who we think are pretty cool to learn about nonetheless. Remember, if you enjoy these, you can always join our Patreon at the Math Scientist level for just $5 a month and get our entire back catalog, as well as our newest Little Reps episodes and our 2024 specials, Movie Reputations. This month's episode is on Poison Ivy. It was originally released October 12th, 2022. Enjoy!
Oh, man. That was just for us, I guess. I was talking and Rebecca wasn't recording. But what we said was, hello, our little math scientists. Welcome back. Until you guys think of a better name for yourselves. I don't love it, but I like it.
Yeah. It's a matter of what you all love. So you need to really tell us. That was the best suggestion we got so far.
Yeah. And it's like kind of our idea. So like.
Come up with your own idea.
Come up with your own idea. I mean, we're asking you to be intellectuals. You tell us what you want.
Yes.
But don't be dumb like Bodie McBoatface, something like that. There was some school that was like, oh, you can name, they like let the kids name something. And they named it like Bodie McBoatface or something.
You know what? I'm here for that. I want to do a little reputation episode on Bodie McBoatface, whatever that is.
You can edit. I need to look it up now. What about Boatface? I don't know if I'm telling that story right. Oh, no, it wasn't a school. So Bodie McBoatface is the British-led boat in a fleet of three robotic boats, and they let the people name them. So the people of Attenborough got to pick the name for a research boat, and they named it Bodie McBoatface.
I love that. I love that too much.
Bodie McBoatface was the runaway favorite.
I feel like our little reputation for today probably would have like wrapped some vines around that boat and sunk it when she heard that name.
Maybe. I don't know. So our little reputation today is Dr. Pamela Lillian Isley, aka Poison Ivy.
Whoop whoop.
So her character was introduced in June of 1966. When she appeared in the 181st issue of the comic Batman. Poison Ivy was created by Robert Kaniker and Carmine Infantino for DC Comics.
Now, much like Eve, and you know, we thought we'd draw a parallel here, Poison Ivy was created because of another. Catwoman had made her way to the Batman TV show, and the public was craving more female villains. So enter Dr. Pamela Lillian Isley. There are too many versions of her origin story, but the one that we're going to go with is the one from 1966. Pamela came from an abusive household. Her father killed her mother after years of abuse. Then he buried her in the garden that Pamela and her mother loved working on. That's fucked up.
That's really, I mean, it's
like, that's like, dark for 1966.
Yeah, right? It's like, oh, what's the two things you loved? Your mom and this garden, boom, both gone. What a sight.
Yeah.
So, little Pammy, she grows up. She's an orphan, you know, because her dad's in jail. Mm-hmm. But Pamela goes on to be a doctor, a botanist, to be exact. When she is seduced by her professor, he convinces her to let him inject her with a new plant toxin as part of an experiment.
No, wait. Does this mean that, like, the professor is the serpent? Does he have little legs?
Yes. So I'm hoping you guys have listened to the Eve episode where we talk about the freaking snake with legs. Maybe the professor is the snake with legs and he tempts her into being injected, and she lets him inject her, which, like, don't let anybody inject you with anything, ever.
Don't listen to a man.
No. I mean, if they're a doctor, maybe. I don't know. There's stipulations for this.
Yes. To be like, fair, I don't want to come make up, this like, 100%. Someone's going to come after us and be like, but in Big Reputations, they told me to never listen to any man.
Damn it. You're right. I mean, listen to them, but use your judgment. Use your judgment. So anyway, these toxins that this dude, you know, injects in her, they go into her bloodstream and they make her touch deadly. They also make her immune to all poisons, viruses, bacteria, and fungi, which means she probably never gets a cold.
You know what? I want those toxins. Like,
I know, right? It kind of seems like
I'll put some gloves on and right? I just won't get sick.
So she can also control plants, produce hormones that bend people to her will, but it all makes her turn green. So, like, you had me until the green, but maybe the green is not a deal breaker.
I don't know. Yeah, She-Hulk seems to be getting around all right with being green. Right? Anyway.
But I heard it's not easy.
I hate you, and I hate that it took me that it took me that long to.
I love that it took that second. And dear listeners, I wish you could have seen her face when she got it. It was a mix of, oh, that's funny, and also I hate you.
That's exactly what it was.
Oh man, it was great.
Well, Pamela's pissed though that she's now green, right? She leaves town and the professor and heads to Gotham. Here she starts a life of crime under her new name, Poison Ivy. Her goal here is to earn enough money to live in isolation with her plants.
Goals. That's all I want.
Yeah, just give me enough to survive off the grid.
And Pete. And maybe Theo.
Maybe, but only on weekends. What was that? But definitely Pete.
Yeah, absolutely Pete. Oh, he just turned around because he heard his name. Aw. He looks annoyed because I woke him up. Anyway, so back to Poison Ivy. Her heist was a bust, and unfortunately, she was captured by the Batman and put in Arkham Asylum, which you might remember from our Harley Quinn episode. The asylum serves as a psychiatric hospital for the Gotham City area, housing patients who are criminally insane. But it kind of seems like it also serves as like a networking opportunity for criminals, because people are always meeting up there and like forming squads for like crime.
I mean, you know, it's a central location. They're putting them all there. Take it's like advantage. Indeed. Use your resources. That's what I always tell my students. After escaping Arkham, Ivy leaves Gotham and creates what she calls a second Eden in an island in the Caribbean. Finally, it's just her and her plants. That is, until a weapons company needs a place to test out a new bomb, and they firebomb her home. Basically, they just leave her with absolutely nothing but a need for revenge. So she returns to Gotham, but this time to even the score.
What is Ivy known for? So she's known for her love of plants.
Yeah.
She's actually called an eco-terrorist, but we think that she's more of a radical environmentalist. Her motivation is the environment and protecting it from humans. Like, flat out, environment number one, people maybe like three or four on the list. Like, it's number one, plants.
Yeah. And all while trying to find peace somewhere abandoned where she can commune with nature. Again, she really just wants to be alone. And this is why, like, her friendships are so important, right? She typically doesn't care about people, but those that she makes an effort for mean a lot to her. And so that's a big deal.
So even though she's a criminal and an anti-hero, she does still have some achievements. So in Batman's No Man's Land, published in 1999, Poison Ivy takes in abandoned children from Gotham and cares for them after an earthquake destroyed their city.
And in the comic Batman Heart of Hush, Ivy and Harley Quinn help Batman save Catwoman from Hush. As a reward, she's given $30 million for her efforts. Poison Ivy donates all of her funds to Costa Rica and Madagascar's reforestation project. So, like, you know, I just, even in this fictional world that she's just giving back and giving back. Okay. It's like you said, anti-hero is definitely the way to describe her, because she's not doing anything like for humanity. She's doing it for the plants, but she has what she considers good intentions behind those actions.
Poison Ivy's current whereabouts. She's still in Gotham. You can currently see her on Harley Quinn, the adult animated series on HBO Max. No spoilers, but the show's awesome. And she's a key character in it.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, I'm only in the first season still, but I've really enjoyed the episodes I've watched so far. And it's funny because if we hadn't done the episode on Harley Quinn, I probably wouldn't have checked it out. I wouldn't have thought twice about it necessarily.
Me either.
And it's really good.
It's way better than I thought it was going to be. And I watched everything but the most current season. So it's three seasons. I haven't watched the third one yet, but I watched one and two basically off doing that other episode. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, well, this show is way better than I thought it would be.
So as we mentioned, Poison Ivy is currently considered an anti-heroine, and this basically means that she's a female central character, but she lacks conventional heroic attributes. So like the quote unquote good guys might see her actions as the actions of a villain, yeah. But she does them with for what she considers a good reason.
Yeah, and like she's not going to go out of her way to save anyone, but if it happens to be convenient, like
fine, I'll save you.
So she's also been played by a few famous ladies over the years on film and in video games. Alyssa Milano, Paige Brewster of Criminal Minds. She plays Emily. Have you ever watched Criminal Minds?
I haven't, but I've had a lot of people mention it because I know a lot of the actors from Supernatural have made appearances on it, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That show is creepy. I love that show. But so Paige Brewster plays Emily on Criminal Minds. And Lake Bell have all done voiceover work as Poison Ivy. Lake Bell is the most current voice.
She's the one on the Harley Quinn
show. The HBO Max show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maggie Gyllenhaal portrayed Ivy Pepper on the series Gotham, beginning in its third season, replacing Claire Foley. Most famously, though, she was played by Uma Thurman in the film Batman and Robin, which was released in 1997.
So that movie also has Alicia Silverstone. So you should totally check that out. Also, the Batman suit with the nipples. With George Clooney. Have you ever seen that one?
Yes. Those were the first Batmans I did see, but I kind of had blocked it out, I guess.
Well, I hope now that's all you can think of is
George Clooney
with the nipples.
I mean, you know what? It's about time we objectified male nipples instead.
So here's my favorite quote from Poison Ivy. Well, sometimes you need to prune back hard in order to make something flourish.
I like that. That's right? Really, that's very inspiring, actually. Mm-hmm. If you want to know more about Poison Ivy or read more, there's Supervillain Origins Poison Ivy, which was created by WatchMojo.com and is on YouTube. There is, of course, the Harley Quinn series that we mentioned. It's an adult animated series on HBO Max. We do, you know, it is animated, but it is not for children. And Batman and Robin, which is currently on HBO Max as well. I think HBO Max, well, they're a hot mess right now, but
they've got a lot of DC things. So
yeah, at the moment they're the DC household, but who knows what's going to happen with their merge with Discovery Plus and all that.
It seems weird.
It's super sketch, right?
Yeah. And it's, I don't know. Every day something I want to watch moves to another streaming service. And I'm like, they really want to make me get Paramount. I'm like, I'm not trying to get Paramount.
No, me either.
I really don't want another streaming service. And we have HBO Max, I think through some deal, but it has a lot of stuff. But yeah, people are like, oh, a lot of that library is going to be gone once they merge with Discovery. And I just don't know anything about Discovery.
Yeah,
as to why that merge is happening.
One of the things I read was that Discovery Plus, now I can't remember what it was. There was something about like the type of audience that the shows on Discovery Plus catered to versus the type of shows that HBO Max catered to, and that they were moving more in that direction. But I don't remember the details, so I don't want to speak on that.
I feel like it's got 90 Day Fiance, Discovery Plus. It's got a lot of reality TV.
Ew.
You would think it had science things, but it doesn't. It's got a lot of reality TV shows on it.
Okay.
And as long as they keep my ER, because I'm still watching it. They have every episode of ER, which I don't know why, but thank you, HBO Max. But they're 13 seasons and I'm only halfway through that. So hopefully I'll keep it for now.
Anyway, try and check out stuff on HBO Max while you can for DC-related content, for Poison Ivy content specifically. And we will see you in a couple of weeks for our next little reputation, which is more like a little topic.
Yes. And you better have a name picked out for yourselves by then. Bodie McBoat faces. I'm just kidding. Love you. Bye.
Bye.